With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former Missouri Republican Senator Jim Talent says President Biden's handling of the Middle East crisis is so misguided it poses a very serious danger to the United States and our allies. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew with that story.
Talent says the president's belief he can construct a peaceful solution through a partnership with Iran
is nothing short of lunacy.
Talent says Iran has to be constrained and deterred as it was during the Trump administration.
They have to believe that when they attack the United States or our allies, our soldiers, that there will be costs and consequences, and they will regret doing it.
Talent tells the Salem Radio Network that's a message the Biden administration has failed to convey. Bob Agnew reporting.
It has been a frightening weekend of sorts involving some Americans, and at least here at home as well. One person arrested after pro-Palestinian protesters vandalized the gate at the White House. Officials say some of the protesters attempted to climb the fence. And in Turkey today, police there fired water cannons and tear gas to disperse a Palestinian rally staged outside a military base that houses U.S. forces. No reports of injuries or arrest. Also at SRNnews.com, at Saturday's Florida Freedom Summit, former President Donald Trump says his criticism of Ron DeSantis is working.
I said, let's hit him hard right now. And my people said, sir, don't hit him. He's a Republican. I said, I don't care if he's a Republican. And we hit him hard, and now he's like a wounded falling bird from the skies.
In the meantime, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds plans to endorse DeSantis for president. That announcement likely to come Monday at a rally in Des Moines. This is SRN News. United Nations calls out Nigeria.
The international body has issued a letter warning the government that its anti-blasphemy laws are a violation of human rights. Those laws criminalize any criticism of Islam and are frequently used to persecute Christians. Nigeria is already a hotbed of Muslim terrorism that sees thousands of Christians murdered every year. The country's population is split almost 50-50 between followers of Islam and followers of Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas judge putting a new state law on medication abortions on hold and blocking the state from enforcing older abortion restrictions. The order from a district judge suspends laws that have been spelled out what abortion doctors must tell patients and that require women to wait 24 hours before having the abortion. That decision will remain in effect through a trial set for next year. A coalition of abortion doctors filing suit against pro-life laws. This is SRN News. In Phoenix, city leaders meeting a Saturday deadline to clear out a massive downtown homeless encampment. Here's Rhonda Rockstra.
As part of a court order, the city helped more than 500 people find beds in shelters and motels. The hundreds of tents that once lined blocks of streets in the area now gone, with just a few people milling about, pushing shopping carts filled with their belongings. At its largest over a year ago, as many as 1,000 people were staying in a jumble of makeshift homes less than 1 mile from City Hall. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Investigation continuing in Maryland. Four people killed in a vehicle crash involving three cars. Police say all four were in the same vehicle. Authorities in Nepal say the earthquake Friday night, claiming at least 157 confirmed deaths now, but they also say hundreds of people are still missing. More details at SRNnews.com.